Just a brief reminder here, or a brother talked to me about the translation of the khutbah, and he says that we take a long time in translating the whole khutbah, the whole sermon. And in fact, we do that because some of the khutbahs are kind of teaching material. It's not only a sermon to it as a reminder. It is something we teach. But in some times like this, we have a reminder of how to seek forgiveness through certain things. And in this case, we are going only to shorten it, as some people requested. But I still remind that there are more people who request to give the evidences and more description on that. Anyway, the khutbah was about what can be the cause of forgiveness of the sins. Allah Ta'ala told us that He would forgive any kind of sin if major shirk is avoided. As what He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, Ayah number 116, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah won't forgive any form of association or sitting partner along with Him, but He subhanahu wa ta'ala would forgive anything lower than that. So Allah Ta'ala will forgive, but forgive what? Allah forgives what? Allah forgives everything, every sin that is not shirk. And Allah would forgive the shirk if the doer of it repents before dying. If the doer of the shirk repents to Allah before he dies, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. And from the first, from the things that Allah Ta'ala forgives, the sins of mankind, due to, is embracing Islam, or getting rid of shirk. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 38, قل للذين كفروا إن ينتهوا يغفر لهم ما قد سلف. O Muhammad, tell those disobedient, tell those kuffar, if they stop associating with Allah, if they repent to Allah, if they embrace Islam, Allah will forgive them of all what they did in the past. And in the hadith of Amr ibn al-As that is reported by Imam Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ told Amr, didn't you, or Amr, know that Islam demolishes whatever of sins was before? And from the reasons or the causes of forgiveness of sins is to migrate. To migrate not to the Western countries looking for better life, no. It is migrating from a land where you cannot worship Allah freely to a place where you can worship Allah freely. From where shirk is openly practiced to where tawheed is openly practiced. From where the bid'ah is practiced and used to where the sunnah is practiced and used. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 11, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا ثُمَّ جَاهَدُوا وَصَبَرُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Verily, your Lord is for those. It's for those means He is with them. Who migrate after they were tossed and got in trouble. And they struggled and they made jihad against themselves by not obeying the kuffar in what they called them to. وَصَبَرُ and they be patient. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ بَالِي your Lord is after that is all forgiver, all merciful. And in the hadith of Amr ibn al-As which we just mentioned that Imam Muslim reported, the Prophet ﷺ has told Amr several things that can forget. He told him, Ya Amr, O Amr, didn't you know that Islam demolishes whatever sin before it? O Amr, didn't you know that migrating demolishes whatever sin before that? And he also told him about Hajj, and he told him, O Amr, didn't you know that Hajj demolishes whatever sin before that? So all these things are removers of the sins, or forgivers of the sins, or causes for forgiveness of the sins. Also in the hadith of Abu Hurairah reported by Bukhari in regards to Hajj, من حج لله, whoever does Hajj for the sake of Allah, not to be seen. No, it's only for the sake of Allah, not for people to praise you, only for the sake of Allah. And when we say for the sake of Allah, then you need to know how to do it. So whoever does Hajj or performs Hajj for the sake of Allah and never commit any sin, any kind of sin, he will come back from Hajj with all sins forgiven. Also, doing Hajj and Umrah in sequence, as in the hadith reported by Imam Dharqutni in the Sirah of Jabir. Touching and winding over the black stone and the Rukun Yamani, the southern corner of the Kaaba, as in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad in the Sirah of Ibn Umar. Winding on the black stone and the Rukun Yamani will drop the sins. Also, raising the adhan, as in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood, Ahmad, on the Sirat of Abu Hurairah, that raising the adhan would be a cause for forgiving the sin. As also, one who listens to the adhan, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim on the Sirat of Sa'd, that whoever say he is the adhan, the muadzin raises the adhan, and after that he says, I ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, raditu billahi rabban, I accept Allah as the Lord, and Muhammad is the messenger, and Islam is my religion. The Prophet ﷺ said that all of the previous sins would be forgiven for him. Wudu is also a cause for forgiving the sins, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim in the Sirah of Abu Hurairah. Walking to the mosque in order to pray the obligatory prayer, as in the hadith reported by Imam Ibn Majah on the authority of Abu Hurairah, authenticated by Albani. Staying in the masjid after prayer, staying, waiting for other prayer, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim in the Sirah of Abu Hurairah. Also, as we said, waiting for the other of the following salah, as in the hadith reported by Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah. Performing two rak'ahs that you never think out of it. You only concentrate in those two rak'ahs. As Imam Ahmad reported, that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever performs wudu and then pray two rak'ah, never ever lose construction and humility, in it and as well as tranquility, except that Allah will forgive all of the previous sins of it. Also, whoever says Ameen together with the Imam, when the Imam says Walad Dalleen, if you say Ameen at the same time, then this would be a cause of forgiving your sins. As in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira. As well as saying, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. Whenever the Imam says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ, and he starts saying, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. So if you're saying, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ, comes at the same time of the Imam saying, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ, your sins would be forgiven, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim. Also, gathering for seeking knowledge. You come to a place where knowledge is given, then you sit there, as in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad on the authority of Sa'd ibn al-Hanbal, that whoever sits in a gathering for seeking knowledge, it would be a cause of forgiving his sins. Also, in the other hadith of Anas ibn Malik reported by Imam Ahmad, same thing. If you seek knowledge, whenever you sit in the gathering, before you leave, Allah will forgive all of your previous sins. All of it. Being ill, illnesses, also cause of forgiving sins, as in the hadith reported by Imam Hakim, and on the authority of Abu Umama, Khadir ibn Ajlan al-Bahri, radiallahu anhu, and authenticated by al-Bahri, that if the slave is being ill, Allah Ta'ala will tell the angels, will reveal to the angels that I have tied my slave. I have tied my slave. I tied my slave by my chain, which is illness. So if I remove his soul, I will forgive him. And if I give him a purification of his illness, then all the time that he was sitting, cannot do worship as he used to do when he was healthy, then it would be a forgiveness of his sins. So anyway, you would be forgiven your sins if you be patient when you are ill. And it doesn't mean you don't go to doctor. You can't go to doctor, you can't take medicines. But if you are patient, you don't complain. You don't say, for example, what is this? I've never seen anything good. I'm since so-and-so, I'm ill. What is that? This is not acceptable, and this would be a barrier of removing your sins. Also, if you lend money to people, or you deal in business with people, and you know that they fail to return back the money. So if you, at the time of collecting the money, you tell them, no problem, don't worry, return them whenever you are able, this is the cause of forgiving your sins. This is the cause of forgiving your sins, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim on the authority of Hudayfa ibn Yaman. Fasting on the day of Arafah and the day of Ashura, the 10th, 9th and 10th of Muharram, the coming month. As in the hadith reported by Muslim on the authority of Abu Qatada, the Prophet ﷺ said, fasting the day of Arafah would be a cause of forgiving sins of 2 years, the past and the coming. And fasting the day of Ashura would be a cause for forgiving the sins of the past year. Also, saying La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, as reported by Imam Ahmad al-Tirmidhi on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. The same saying Subhanallah wa bihamdih 100 times. Subhanallah wa bihamdih, Subhanallah wa bihamdih 100 times. It would be a cause of forgiving your sins or removal of your sins, as reported by Imam Ahmad on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Also, sleeping on purification. Yani you purify yourself, you make wudu before you sleep. Before you sleep. This would be a cause of forgiving your sins. As in the hadith reported by Imam Tabarani on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, authenticated by Albani. The same thing for the one who awakes at night. If you are sleeping and accidentally you awake, then if you say that time, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, and then you say, oh Allah, forgive my sins, it would be forgiven immediately. And if you ask Allah anything, it would be given to you immediately. And if you make wudu and pray two rak'ah, it would be accepted. It would be accepted. So we need to do these things as quick as we can. Also from the causes of removal of sins is whatever can make you sad and worry from the news or anything. For example, if somebody tells you that your salary is going to be delayed this month, you will feel sad. This sadness would be a cause of forgiveness of your sins. If you, for example, your salary is, for example, 3,000 riyals, and you are in the debt of 5,000 riyals, and somebody says, you have to give me my, the one who lends you the money says, you have to give me my 5,000 end of this month. So you are worried, from where I get it, from where I get it. This worry would be a cause of forgiving your sins. See, everything that harms you would be a cause of forgiving of sins. See how Allah is generous with us. Shaking hands between two Muslims, not a Muslim and a kafir. Two Muslims, not a male and female, except if it is one of your maharim, your mother, your aunt, your daughter, your sister, no problem. But you don't handshake your friend's wife's hands, you don't handshake your neighbor's hands, wife's hands. No, that is a sin. That is not a removal of sin. But if you handshake of a Muslim that you are allowed to touch, then it would be a cause of forgiving your sins. Also, Monday and Thursday, not fasting, no, not fasting. Just Monday and Thursday as 2 days, these 2 days Allah Ta'ala forgives the sins of all Muslims except for two. Except for two, those who are boycotting each other. They don't forgive each other. How Allah forgives them? So Allah Ta'ala says to the angels, I have forgiven all the sins of all my Muslim slaves except for these two who have boycotted themselves or each other. Leave them until they come back to each other. So don't let Monday, Thursday finish before you forgive Muslims, as you are going to lose the forgiveness of your sins. And for example, if you did not forgive your Muslim brother or sister until the sun sets on Monday, who can give you a guarantee that you live until Thursday? So from then, don't let the chance go. Also, what we call Sayyid al-Istighfar, the best of seeking forgiveness, the dua. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. So whoever says it in the day before and dies before night comes, he will get to Jannah immediately. And whoever says it in the night before day comes, he will be taken to Jannah immediately. Also from these things, saying, اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني وعافني وارزقني. As in the hadith reported by Muslim in the authority of Tariq ibn al-Asja'i. Also, knowing, just knowing, just believing that Allah is able to forgive your sins. See? You need only to believe that Allah can forgive you. Just this kind of knowledge, just this kind of acknowledgement will be a cause of forgiving your sins. Will be a cause of forgiving your sins, as in the hadith reported by Tabarani on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Also the hadith known by Kaffarat al-Majlis. If you sit in a place with people saying whatever you say, and then before you leave that place you say Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbi wa bihamdika la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, all the sins in that sitting would be forgiven. All the sins. Being patient when your children who did not reach age of maturity die, if you be patient with that, it will be a cause of forgiving your sins. As in the hadith reported by Nasa'i, Ahmad ibn Hibban, on the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. Also coming to the Friday, coming to Jum'ah, after taking shower, although it is not obligatory, but if you take shower and come to Jum'ah early, and pray whatever number of prayers you can. There is no limited number before Salatul Jum'ah, before the khutbah. No limited number. You can pray two rakah. And then you sit down, don't talk to anybody until the imam finishes the khutbah, and pray with them concentratedly. Allah will forgive your sins for one complete week, from this Friday to the coming Friday, and three days more. Also, if you eat and say Alhamdulillah الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقني من غير حول مني ولا قوة, it would be a forgiving of your sins. Also, if you say when you dress, when you put on your clothes, if you say Alhamdulillah الذي كساني من غير حول مني ولا قوة, also it would be a cause of forgiving your sins. Fasting during Ramadan, standing during the night of Ramadan, standing during the night of Laylatul Qadr, all these are in Bukhari and Muslim. Admitting your sin, you admit between yourself and Allah, don't admit it to the people, no, but you between yourself and Allah, you say, oh Allah, I have done this sin, I know nobody to forgive me but you, forgive me oh Allah, Allah will forgive you, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari and the authority of Abu Hurairah. Dealing good with your parents is also a cause of forgiving your sins, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah. Going out of your house for seeking knowledge, wherever it is, knowledge of deen, of religion, not engineering, not medicine knowledge, no. Knowledge of your religion, how to worship Allah. Then this exposing out of your house, exposing of your house, would be a cause of forgiving your sins. As in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah. Repenting from your sins is also a kind of guarantee of forgiving your sins, as in the hadith reported by Muslim on the authority of Abu Hurairah. Also Imam Ahmad ibn Hibban reported on the authority of Ibn Umar that whoever repent before he dies, Allah will accept. And the last is who says La ilaha illallah just before dying. If one says Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, this would be a cause of forgiving all the sins, whatever they are, even shirk, even killing people, whatever they are. If you can end up your life by this word, you will be from the people of Jannah, as in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad, Abu Dawood, Tirmidhi, and the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says the last of what he says before he dies, La ilaha illallah, would be given or getting to the Jannah. Those are the causes that we could collect today. Otherwise, there are many other reasons for forgiving your sins. Just you need to sense and ask upon what you know. Allah Ta'ala is able to forgive all the sins, and may Allah forgive all of our sins and guide us to what is better for us in this life and in the hereafter. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi.